Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
Well, well, well. We meet again. Hi, everybody, and welcome back to Unhinged with Chris Clemens. This is a really heavy episode for me, not because anybody died or anything, but because it is 3:36 in the morning, and I am freshly home from, oh, God, how do I even begin this? Okay, before we get into the episode, let's address a few things. One, yes, I am raw-dogging some meatballs out of a Pyrex, and that's all I need to say without my lawyer present. Number two, be sure to rate and review on with Chris Clemens wherever you get your podcasts. Sorry, I was checking to see because sometimes a fun little thing my very broken Rodecaster is doing is playing random sound effects. So if it happens, that is not me, girls. That is the ghost of Unhinged. But for real, subscribe to Unhinged with Chris Clemens wherever you get your podcasts. We upload our episodes in video format to youtube.com/@unhinged. So get into it. Yeah, I sound like I'm not into recording this right now, and that's because I'm not really into recording this right now. But we skipped the week before my mom, and I wasn't going to skip another week. And there's a reason that I'm recording this at almost now 4 in the morning. And I guess we will get into that. First, I need to eat a goddamn meatball, though. Okay. Okay, sorry. I won't actually sing with a fat fucking meatball in my mouth. So I just had my show in San Francisco. And first of all, I just want to say thank you to everybody who came out to that show. That was one of the most exciting things. Second of all, I did just swallow a meatball pretty much whole. So call me. No, but I had a show in San Francisco that I promoted. We recorded it for the podcast, and I recorded my stand-up afterwards. The show was on the 9th, and then I had been approached to do Ariana Madix's book tour stop in San Francisco on the 12th. So we do my show on the 9th. I'm pretty nervous. I'm just, you know, it's like my second live show. It could not have gone better. I truly, like, had the best time of life. It was so good. I was thinking, wow, that made the perfect podcast episode. And, like, the stand-up, oh, my God, the TikToks I'll be able to make. What are we talking about, girl? We get in the car after the show, and we're heading to dinner. And Jake tells me that Ariana Madix has caught COVID, and they're not doing the show anymore. And that was, like, the entire reason I was staying in San Francisco for a long time. I will say, shout out Ariana Madix. She fucking Venmo'd me for the hotel amount of days that I had to stay there. I thought that was a really real move. Monday rolls around, and the first thing I wake up to is Jake telling me that the comedy club didn't record my microphone until about 5 minutes into my stand-up. Because it is 3:39 in the morning, I am probably not going to be doing an after show, but I will say I'm going to try and salvage that footage because they didn't record my microphone, but they record the microphone. I had audience people come up on, so I guess it's very faint and you can make it out, but for like it being an audio and a video, I don't know. I've not looked at it because truly I am still going through like the 8 stages of grief. I'm so sad. It was such a funny episode. And San Francisco, you were a good fucking crowd. I want to plan some shows. Is this even entertaining? I mean, no, it's not. But like, welcome to Unhinged with Chris Clemens. Who knows what you're going to get each week? Oh, I will say the format of Unhinged is changing. This was something I told in the episode that we don't have. So how fun is that? Oh my God, is this camera on? There's too much trauma and technology. Let's just get that out of the fucking way. Sam is no longer with us. Oh my God. Like, so sorry. No, she's very much alive. She's just gone on to do other things in her career. And so she is no longer with the Unhinged team. And I figured this was a time to just make the podcast me and just me. Maybe people will come on for the after show, but I wanted to see what it was like having it be just me, because that's what we originally intended this show to be. Have I been saying the same words, or have I just been rhyming every sentence? Because either way, fire. Anyways, it's going to be just me, and I hope that's enough for you. What is enough for me? What was I made for? Oh, wait, I do have advice that I answered some of them on the live show, and then I figured on this one, since it's 3:42 in the morning. Oh my God, wait. Sorry, this episode's all over the place. This morning, I left San Francisco at like 8 in the morning. My flight took off at 10:50. I landed in Burbank, Los Angeles at like 12:30, and I had a 1:40 chemistry read with E! News. And that was really crazy because I had a flight at 5:10 p.m. and we'll get to that. My God, I could fucking rant right now. So I flew into Los Angeles for essentially 5 hours, met up with E, did chemistry tests. Oh my God, not to put people like on the spot, but like Sugar and Got Mick and other people that I had recognized were also up for the same thing. And I was like, wait a second. This is crazy. And we just like kikied and had such a fun time. That was like seriously a strange highlight because I'm not a good traveler. I don't like airplanes. I don't like airports. And furthermore, I don't like being anywhere besides the comfort of my bed. Hello? So I was tired. I wanted to be home. And so I just was like, okay, we're on time. We're on schedule. I got to Universal on time. I did chemistry reads. It was great. I then have to leave like the valley and get to LAX in an hour, which I mean, I don't even think Superman can do with his big sexy muscles. So I literally make it to the airport with 2 minutes to spare for baggage check. I'm so shook that I made, because I've been turned away from my flight because I didn't check my bag in time. And there is truly no worse feeling because you're there on time. I'm just not in the window to get your bag on the plane, I guess. I don't know. That's a whole separate thing I could really go off on. Because I booked all these flights super last minute, I had the wonderful pleasure of booking a Southwest flight. And I could almost burst out into hives retelling the story, which, yes, was the last 5 hours of my life. I booked a flight with Southwest, and I guess you don't book your fucking seat? Tell me what sense that makes. So I booked, like, a business class seat because I thought that meant something. On Southwest, that doesn't exist. Southwest really makes, a solid argument for capitalism, I'm not gonna lie. This flight felt so undignified. Like, not that flying has really been dignified in a decade, but this felt especially sadistic. I am group A, number 4. So I'm the 4th person to get onto the plane because they board in numerical order, which alone is insane. On top of that, the fact that I just still don't have a seat is insane. So I get on the plane and I pick a seat. Every seat is the same, which, okay. Work, equality, ally, speak Valentina, sure. It just felt like Black Friday on a plane. What the fuck happened? Oh my God, it was just all so bad. It just was all bad. How are they still in business? Do they know that
you can run airlines more efficiently. I really felt like it was like as if Spirit Air rebranded. I have just truly never been so genuinely disgusted. I mean, I am so sorry if you're a Southwest stan out there. And shout out to the fucking flight attendant. You are a real grade A bitch. I really did not love you, sir. I get that you're dealing with a lot of annoying people. I am not one of them. I am your friend. I just don't like when people in service roles or like hospitality roles have a power trip. Like, no. In fact, no. As someone who's been there, I mean, not as a flight attendant, but like in a role of service. No. I don't know what else to say. That's insane to me. Yeah. And then, I mean, landing in Baltimore at like 1:50 in the morning is never ideal. But oh my God, my mom picked me up, which I was thinking about on the plane and like almost crying. Yeah, sure. Maybe it was the vodka. But my mom picking me up at the airport just reminded me of like all the things she would do just to see her kids succeed. She's like, oh, if I can save you an Uber, I'll pick you up at the airport. And it's just, oh my God, it's so cute. I feel so lucky to have my mom. My mom is sleeping over tonight because she was watching Booger at my house. And so I was like, just sleep over and we can have like a fun little morning. I am in my own home that I own and I purchased. And I feel like I'm trying not to make noise so I don't wake her up or worse, so she can't hear me. Oh my God, that's terrifying. But my mom got me these almond flour birthday cake cookies. Oh my God, they're 2 gram net carbs. I don't care if they were 200 gram net carbs. These are like melt in your mouth, panty dropping extravaganza. I'm telling you, 3 servings per container is my kind of gig. What are we doing here? I hate when bags this size have a serving size of like 80. They're like, yeah, have 1 crumb and then think about having another, and that's the serving size. What? No, babe. I think half the bag and then the rest of it is the serving size. That is everything that led us here because the comedy club didn't record the audio and that was supposed to be today's episode, but I didn't want to skip another week. So I'm recording, I guess, something that probably no one would ever want to listen to, I'm now realizing. I thought for some reason this would be interesting, me talking and eating meatballs at 4 a.m., but huh. I didn't really think about that. I just wanted to, like, I don't know, like, check in, say hey. I really would like to say goodbye, so I might be done. This might be, like, a quick little tiny episode. I just don't want to skip another week. I love this podcast, and I've really become, I don't know what I've become. I've become a monster. But I really just love doing this. It's something I've grown to love, I think, is, like, the sentiment I was trying to get on. But I'm running on 3 hours of sleep. Oh my God, I took the most glorious nap on the airplane from San Francisco to Los Angeles. It was like a 42-minute flight. Truly, I felt like Kylie Jenner and Taylor Swift racing jets from Van Nuys to Santa Barbara. But 42 minutes, slept the whole way, and I have never felt so good about a decision. Wow, that was truly some of the best sleep I've gotten, and I don't know what that says, because that's crazy. Oh my God. I just looked over at the soundboard and I think these stupid sound effects have been going off this whole time. Oh my God. Am I recording? What? No, I am. What am I? A comedy club? Sorry. Ugh. And that's another thing. I'm saying this with full respect. I know I shook your hand and said, thank you so much for your time. And like, yeah, I'm just, you deserve a little roasting, okay? To the straight man who ran the club, you came in with a little too much confidence. A confidence that I'm not shaming you for, but I am instead jealous of. We were like, it's recording, right? It's gonna be recording, right? Like, we need the video episode, right? Yeah, yeah, yeah. We do this all the time. This is what we do. Okay. And babe, what did we not do? Record the fucking episode. We need less straight men. Specifically straight white men in places of power, even down to the comedy clubs. Please contact your queer representative now, because it's, I feel bad roasting you, sir, but you really too confident. Let's tone it down until we have some credits under our belt. Thank you so much. Alrighty, I need to go to bed. This is getting ridiculous and I don't even know what I'm saying. I think I'm like burning bridges left and right, but may they light the way or something. I don't know. I'm gonna finish my meatballs in the dark because these brights are light and Oh Holy Night. So be sure to subscribe to Unhinged with Chris Clemens wherever you get your podcast, youtube.com/@unhinged. Rate and review wherever you get your podcast. Leave a comment. I mean, do a little dance, make a little love, get down tonight. Alrighty, I love y'all and appreciate y'all. And I don't know what this was, but I just wanted to say hey, because I love this podcast and I'm excited for like this new chapter. I feel like I've said that 400 times on this podcast, but I know, booger, we're going to go to bed. Okay. Oh my God, you are the cutest little nugget. I missed you so much. I'm going to go snuggle you now.